بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين الحمد لله الذي علمنا أن نحمد والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد. Tonight inshallah we are going to talk about the ayat that will be read in the Taraweeh. So I jumped, so we go at the same time. So tonight's surah that we will discuss is Surah Al-Ma'idah. Again, if anyone would like to follow on the Mus'haf, that would be a great benefit. If not, inshallah, I will be taking you through this beautiful surah. Okay. Surah Al-Ma'idah. Remember, the name of the surah is always the key to the understanding. Because this is the title of the subject matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Al-Ma'idah. And we know the story, we will get to it inshallah, because the story is located at the end of the surah. What is the main element, what is the main idea of the surah? That we will see the structure will go around this idea. The main idea of the surah is the first ayah of the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu awfu bil uqood. O you who believe, fulfill your contracts and covenants. Awfu bil uqood. So the whole surah will go around this idea. All the stories in the surah, the ayat in the surah will remind us constantly to fulfill our contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us examples to understand that everything in the life of the Muslim is a contract, is a pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first ayah, أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ. Subhanallah, Allah is starting with something halal, and that is the baha'im, you know, the sheep, the goats, the camels, and the cows. These are al-an'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are made halal for you. So what does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even the fact that this is halal for you is part of the contract with Allah. Therefore, your food that you eat is part of the contract with Allah. What's the message? Eat from what is halal, eat from what is tayyib, eat what is best quality. Subhanallah, nobody have expected that this surah starts this way, starting with food. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts talking about what is lawful. Okay. Then in ayah number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a list of haram things. Like for example, mayta, dead animal. Waddam, blood. Lahmul khinzir, the meat of the pig. Wama uhilla li ghayrillahi bihi, the animal that was slaughtered on a name other than the name of Allah. And the list goes on and on. What does that mean? That making halal and making haram, this is the business of Allah alone. Now many people think of making something haram as something big. But actually, something big as well is to make something halal haram. So making halal and haram is a very big thing in Islam. And it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Making haram thing halal is a big thing. Likewise, making a halal thing haram. That's why we have to be very, very careful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the beginning of the surah, the beautiful ayah with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed and perfected the deen. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakumul islam deena. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, today I have perfected your faith for you, your way of life for you. And I have completed my favor upon you, and I have accepted Islam as your way of life. What does that mean? Because Islam, because the Sharia is complete and perfect, there is no need to look for anything outside of Sharia. Everything we need to make our life successful and easy in this life and the hereafter is found in the Sharia. That's why the ulama say, the main idea of Surah Al-Ma'idah is fulfill the contract of Allah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu awfu bil uqood. That's how the surah starts. Believing that Islam is perfect and that Islam is complete is part of that contract. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings another contract in the surah, which is the covenant and the pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Muslimin in two ayat. Ayah number two at the beginning of the surah, and then ayah number eight. Allah is reminding the Muslims of being just. Ayah number two, Allah is telling the Muslims, do not be unjust, even though against those who did not permit you to enter al-Masjid al-Haram to do your Hajj. Allahu Akbar. Look at the beauty of Islam. Even the one who committed injustice against me, I'm not allowed to commit injustice against them. Why? Because my standard is the standard of Allah. My standard comes from the covenant and the pact with Allah, although the other party doesn't have the same thing. So the standard of a Muslim comes from Allah, doesn't come from treating likewise. In ayah number 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats the same idea of justice by saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّمِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. O you who believe, stand up for justice for Allah. The main idea, the main element, the central idea of this surah is to fulfill al-uqood, al-uhud, awfu bil-uqood, to fulfill the pact of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this surah and its stories is an illustration of this. We have reached ayah number 6. It talks about wudu and tahara. How can we link this idea of wudu and tahara being a covenant and a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course it is, because we have to make wudu every time it is required for salah and for our ibadah, tawaf. We have to do it in cold weather, hot weather, when we are traveling, when we are up, when we are down, everywhere we go. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about al-janaba, the major impurity, right? So this is also a covenant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you do your ibadah, you must have this. That's why it is part of the contract. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Banu Israel. And another example of not fulfilling the contract. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 12 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَبَعَثْنَا مِنْهُمُ اثْنَيْ عَشَرَ نَقِيبًا. Allah took the covenant of the children of Israel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed through their prophet from among them 12 representatives. And Allah gives the list of the covenant that they were given. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exactly in the following ayah, mentions for us to be certain that the main idea of this surah is about fulfilling the covenant of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. Because they did not complete their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah cursed them and made their hearts hard like stones. The main lesson, anyone who knows about the covenant of Allah, anyone who does not fulfill it, then this is the perfect recipe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us for what? For la'na, for curse, and making the heart hard like the stones. That's why this is the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. غَضَبُ اللَّهِ is the curse of Allah. And the curse of Allah can come at anyone who knows the truth, who knows what should be done and does not do it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Christians. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَهُمْ. Likewise, those who said we are Christians, we also took the covenant from them. But they changed. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made enmity among them. They became enemies, one for each other. So when people do not fulfill the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the perfect recipe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us for enmity. So we have saw consequences through the people of the book in this surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, anyone who does not fulfill the contract of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowingly, then this is the perfect recipe for three things. Number one, the curse of Allah. May Allah protect us. Number two, the heart becomes hard like stones. And number three, enmity between the people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how they took Isa alayhi salam as God beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another story from Bani Israel comes right next, which is the story when Musa alayhi salam told them, okay, let's enter the Holy Land. What did they say? قَالُوا اِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. Go you and your Lord, fight, we are staying here. Contrast this with the Sahaba, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, what do you think, make it mashura? They said, we will not say like Banu Israel, go and your Lord fight, we are staying here. But we are going to say, go and your Lord fight, and we are going to fight with you. اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا معكما مقاتلون. Subhanallah. Another story comes right after that, which is the story of the two sons of Adam. And this is the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about protecting the blood of the innocent life. This is a covenant in Surah the Covenants, which is Surah Al-Ma'idah. Inshallah, it will be read today in the Taraweeh. That's why we are talking about it. Surah Al-Ma'idah talks about the covenant. This story of the two sons of Adam talks about the protection and the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to harm innocent people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those who attack people and rob them. قُطَّاعُ الطُّرُقُ, those who attack people and rob their money and attack their lives. Allah mentions their hukum. This is another covenant. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those who steal. Their hukum also is found in this surah. So again, the main idea of Surah Al-Ma'idah is the first ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu awfu bil'uqood. O you who believe, fulfill the contracts and the covenants with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is mentioning stories and ayat in representation of this covenant. After that, many tashri'at come until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the hukum of those who know the hukum of Allah yet do not apply it in their lives. Allah mentions in ayat number 44, 45, and 46, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Number one, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Number two, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Number three, anyone who knows the hukum of Allah yet does not apply it because of convenience or because of worldly gain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their description in his book is, number one, they are kafirun. Of course, it depends on that hukum that they did not fulfill. Number two, ظالمون, they committed an act of injustice and ظلم. Number three, فاسقون, they have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly and evidently. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah 53, he brings a great covenant. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu man yartadda minkum an deenihi. What will happen? O you who believe, those among you who turn their back to their deen and make ridda, what will Allah do? Punish them? Says, no. The hukum is Allah will bring other people that they will love him and he will love them. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, this is one of the greatest ayat in Surah Al-Ma'idah. That if we turn our back to our faith, to our religion, to this amana of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala easily will replace us. Allah will bring other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. He will love them and they will love him. Then the ayat continue. I have selected some other covenants that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in ayah 67, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O messenger of Allah, deliver what was revealed to you. And if you don't do it, then you have not completed the mission of Allah. Ya ayyuha, ar-rasulu balligh ma unzila ilayka. Of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was encouraging him to do so and continue the mission and not pay attention to the ahwal around him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought another covenant. In ayah number 78, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of the curse that came upon the people of Ahlul Kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُدَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. That the children of Israel were cursed at the tongue with the words of Dawood alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. Why? كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَا عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا. Because they used to see each other doing munkar, doing haram things, and nobody was doing da'wah to encourage these people to leave the haram and do what's good. To الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a very interesting covenant. Remember, Surah Al-Ma'idah, the main idea, the central idea, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. And he is given us stories and ahkam that revolve around fulfilling the contract and the pact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a very, very interesting covenant and contract with him. Do you know what it is? It's al-yameen, when you swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do or not to do something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يُؤَاخِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ بِاللَّغْوِ فِي أَيْمَانِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَاخِذُكُمْ بِمَا عَقَّدْتُمْ. The first ayah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. عُقُود means a knot in Arabic. When you tie something with a knot, that is عَقِد. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, almost done inshallah, mentions two things. He mentions the test for the Sahaba, and this happened at Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, at the Battle of Hudaybiyah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring for you many animals to hunt, but you are in the state of ihram, do not hunt. The riwayah say, the mufassirun say, the hadith and the riwayah of as-sira says, that the Sahaba could have hunt with their own hands. They don't have to chase the animal because the animal was sent so many. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this was a test for you, for Allah to know what was the secret. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to know who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bil ghaib, which means all these covenants that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the Sharia, most of the time, we are going to be alone with the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody is watching us. Nobody is observing us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to know who is going to fulfill and who is not going to fulfill. And then the famous surah after the name of the surah comes, which is the surah of Al-Ma'idah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Al-Hawariyun asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked Isa alayhi salam to bring a food from heaven, and he made the dua and it came down. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, anyone who does not believe in my messenger after this, then I will punish him a punishment that I would not punish anyone in the world. Why? Because anyone who knows exactly the hukum of Allah and anyone who is sure of the hukum of Allah and yet does not apply it, then the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near. Remember, Surah Al-Ma'idah will be read today, inshallah, tonight in the Taraweeh. The main element, the main idea is, O you who believe, fulfill the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the contracts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.